Hello, and welcome to the third episode of Hobby Hard. This week we're talking about tailgating. I'm Sam Zena, and I'm joined by my friend Sam Porter.
Hey, everybody.
And Dylan Heimbrock.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Oh, you sound a lot happier this week.
Yeah, I was not happy at all.
Last week you were very sad.
So yeah, what was wrong with you last week?
I wasn't really sad. I was just exhausted. When did we record it? Wednesday?
Yeah, it was Wednesday or Tuesday night.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
No, it wouldn't have been Tuesday.
Yeah,
we go to trivia on Tuesdays.
It's the big thing of the weekend.
Own trivia is what you should say. Actually,
we do that.
I don't know. I was just really really exhausted by the time we started doing it.
You mentioned not having seen enough pug pictures.
Well, yeah, that was.
That was the festival.
Sadly, I didn't make it to the
festival. What festival are you talking about, Porter?
Oh,
to clarify?
Pugkin Festival. Dylan was going to go to Pugkin Festival Saturday morning, where... From my understanding, you dress up pugs.
Happy Halloween, by the way.
Oh, yeah, today's Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You're not going to listen to this on Halloween, but
Happy Halloween anyway. So hope you guys are dressed up in your sluttiest costumes this evening. Preferably slutty Frankenstein.
But, the Pugkins...
Oh, so Pugkin. Don't confuse it with Punkin. Punkin or Pumpkin.
Or they'll have your head.
The Pugkins will come alive. But they just dress up pugs in Halloween costumes.
A dog breed, to clarify.
Is that what it is, Dylan, if you want to elaborate a little bit on it?
Yes, absolutely. That's what it is. They people bring their pugs and they dress them up in the most creative costumes they can possibly find. And they bring them to a park, and everybody walks, and they parade their pugs around, and then they're also judged, and there's a costume contest, and someone gets prized at the end, and it benefits the Austin Pug Rescue.
So oh, nice.
That was the whole point of it. And,
very admirable.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
So, but you did go or you didn't go?
I didn't make it because the two people that I was going to go with, they were both too hungover to make it because it was too early in the morning. And then I actually wound up sleeping until noon anyway, and it was over by then.
So. That sounds great.
Yeah, it's really... there was no story involved with any of this. I don't understand.
But if I had to guess, I would say that there was probably some devout pug owners that tailgated before this event.
Oh, definitely.
What do you guys think?
Bro, I totally wanted... That was the whole reason I wanted to go, is I actually wanted to go and tailgate the entire thing. I just wanted to show up, you know, have a whole big case of Bloody Mary sitting there, bring maybe some...
A case? Where do you get it in a case?
Well, you just get, like, a case of water bottles, and you dump out the water, and you put vodka and Zing Zang in it, and you just make some bathtub Bloody Marys, and you just sit there, and you see, oh, there's a pug that looks like an iPod walking by, super adorable. Let me play with that one. Oh, look, that one looks like Teen Wolf. Ready to play with that one for a good 20 minutes. Oh, that one looks like...
Teen Wolf.
I don't know. That one looks like Elvira. I don't know. Look at that one. It's an Occupy Wall Street a protester.
Easy, buddy.
Does the Elvira pug have, like, a lot of cleavage?
Yeah, they somehow make the cleavage on the pug. It's just a really fat pug that they put a tiny...
Just have a lot of extra skin.
Yeah, they always have extra skin.
Yeah, they are
skin,
a little wrinkly.
Bro. Yeah, and I really wanted to go and tailgate the entire thing.
So the point is you are happy this week because you... You've seen plenty of pug pictures.
Obviously.
Okay. Did you catch the recap?
Your cat?
Yeah, did you see any pictures?
I saw
the event. Speaking of pictures?
Well, I didn't see that one. I saw pictures of the one that happened in San Francisco not so long ago.
Nice.
I caught up on pictures of that one instead.
Well, that's good.
Fireworks? They have a fireworks show?
They had a large fireworks show, actually. All the fireworks went off, and they were all in the shape of pugs.
No.
So...
All right, seamless transition
into
what do y'all think about
tailgating?
It's like 10 minutes of pugs.
That was Pug Hard. We'll be back next week with more pugs.
Cut
all the time.
Over. All
right, tailgating. I went to a university in the southern United States, and with my research, I found that I think that's where tailgating is the best. And I'm also a fan of University of Alabama, and I feel like. I feel like SEC does it right. What do you think? What do you think, Sam Porter, who went to University of Alabama?
That's where I went. I feel like they do it right. Yeah, tailgating's pretty big. Where I grew up in Alabama, so did Sam. And I'm sure it's big. It seems like it's bigger at bigger schools, bigger universities and everything. I think tailgating, especially in my research, I think it originated, correct me if I'm wrong, fellas, but maybe it originated with football.
Okay.
And then now
I actually have a differing origin story, but I'll let you finish that.
I'm basing mine off nothing.
Okay.
That could easily be right. But I don't know where I was going. Oh, and so yeah, it's bigger with a bigger university.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, the better the athletics program, the bigger the student population, the better the tailgating is going to be. I would assume.
So
what I think it's I think with all that stuff, it really comes down to two things in my experience: the size of the university, obviously, but then also the location of the tailgating always plays a huge factor. I went to the University of Pittsburgh, which was a huge football school. Slowly, it's becoming a basketball school, especially with the Big East being an entirely huge piece of shit in football. And what happened at Pitt is that they actually destroyed the on-campus football stadium and moved the
Did they implode it?
They must have imploded it because they built the basketball arena on top of on top of where the football stadium was.
Did you tailgate that?
I wasn't in school yet. I probably would have if I was there. Are you kidding me? I like the idea of tailgating almost anything that's completely asinine. But anyway,
Exhibit A, pumpkin festival.
Exhibit A, pumpkin. Exhibit B, a party that I went to 3 weeks ago that I almost went and tailgated with a friend of mine. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, so what happened was that they moved the football program to start playing where the Steelers play at Heinz Field, and that isn't close to Pitt at all. It's about a 10-minute drive from Pitt.
You say Heinz Field?
Heinz Field. Where the Steelers play.
Pittsburgh Steelers?
The Pittsburgh Steelers. So it became a lot harder for students to get over there earlier, and then on top of it, they started having more undercover police officers to start slowing down underage drinking. Slowly, tailgating went away at the University of Pittsburgh as I was there. So
it started out pretty fun and then just kind of got lame?
Yeah, more or less. That's exactly what happened. How far away
it was. So I guess a good thing to start off to kind of start off in this beginning, starting off stages of the starting off part of the podcast is, it's safe to say that we've all tailgated before.
Yeah, we
all.
It's pretty, I think it's pretty common, especially, you know, we've all been to universities where people do it a lot and we're all sports fans.
Yeah.
But it's more common than paintball.
Right, right.
Maybe more common than karaoke.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't also... Well, actually, I was about to say it doesn't actually
worldwide.
Require a bunch of...
Worldwide, I'd say karaoke trumps it. But we'll talk about... We'll compare and contrast later.
We'll do rankings at season's end.
Well, let's be honest. Actually, paintball probably outranks tailgating worldwide as a thing, too.
Really? You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
I want some stats
I feel like tailgating is more of a... tailgating is more of an American
thing. Do you have a stats guy yet?
Oh, we should get a start. We need to get Tony Reale on this show. Most annoying person on television.
Yeah, he's booked up.
Oh, so
afternoons.
Can I tell you the interesting origin story that I read? That's probably not true.
Love it.
The more I read it, the more origin stories I found. Like,
okay,
it started with the Packers in the early 1900s. It started with the Browns. Blah blah blah. It started with the Rutgers. But the most interesting one, so I'm just going to go with this one,
mm-hmm.
is that it started in the Civil War.
Mm.
They used to tailgate before battles. I wish I made this up.
What's your source? Wikipedia?
No, I don't even know. It was like tailgating.org or something.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Good website. Good layout.
And so, you had fans of the South and fans of the North, and they would show up to, the battles like before they occurred and like cheer on the soldiers and bring food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And try to pump them up for the battle that was about to happen.
And then the losing side would go and clean up the dead bodies, I'm assuming, as they were drunk and full.
That may have been.
I think in the Civil War, the winning and losing sides clean up the dead bodies.
Yeah.
Actually.
I don't think that was really the tailgating
That's the low part.
Oh, yeah.
That's the low part.
I mean, I think that they were just kind of getting them psyched up for the fact that they're going to go have to move dead bodies afterwards.
You know,
they got to do something. I mean, you're going to go do like the most morbid thing of all time. You might as well.
When I learned that we were doing tailgating this week, I didn't think we would talk about moving bodies.
Yeah.
Dead bodies.
Well, when I heard we were doing tailgating, I actually posted up outside your apartment last night. I don't know if you saw me. It was right past the bushes.
I thought that was you.
Yeah, yeah. I've been tailgating this event, mind you, for the past 24 hours.
You missed work?
I worked remote. You know, air quotes.
Use my Wi-Fi?
Did not use your Wi-Fi. Could not figure out the password. But anyway, that's beside the point. So yeah, I've been tailgating this event here for about 24 hours. And,
beer of choice. What was it?
Beer of choice? Probably Keystone Light.
Oh, you gotta go with the Genesee, bro. Why would you go to the Genesee?
What is
Genesee?
Genesee?
Do you guys know about Genesee Cream Ale?
No.
Oh, it's...
What? That sounds disgusting.
Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely awful. It's like, I actually went to a UMass football game when I was in college. And
oh,
we
God
tailgated...
God bless you.
I didn't go to the game. God bless me is right. We actually tailgated the UMass football game. It was UMass's homecoming, and I don't even remember who they were playing, some other stupid school up there. And we all got really drunk off of Genesee Cream Ale. That was the tailgating beer of choice. It cost like $2, and when I was in high school, I thought it was hilarious because it was called Genesee, which rhymes with Hennessy. So
it does rhyme with Hennessy.
And then I thought
sort of thought you were just mispronouncing Hennessy, but that's not a beer.
No, it's not a beer at
how
all.
How do you spell Genesee?
Like Hennessy with a G.
Oh, with a G. I want to picture it with a J.
It's really a lot like Hennessy.
Okay, so what makes a good tailgate?
So to lay it out for maybe someone who's never heard of tailgating, you know, you have like a lot of food, a lot of, you know, like sort of like junk food,
candy,
grilled food that you.
Lots of Snickers, peanut butter Snickers,
maybe some candy.
Well, on Halloween,
Halloween tailgate.
Highlight of the tailgate on Halloween.
Which I have a friend currently at a tailgate right now. I'm getting updates as we speak. I'll let you know about those in a second. But yeah, you have a lot of food. You got a lot of beer. Maybe some punch.
There got to be some punch. Some jungle juice, maybe.
And some jungle juice.
Maybe some
ladies.
Moonshine. We get some bathtub moonshine.
Some swamp. What's it called? Swamp. Punch.
Swamp. Swamp punch. What's swamp punch?
Swamp swill.
Juice.
Swamp juice.
Swamp.
Swamp frog. Swamp frog. Have you heard of swamp frog?
I have not. Are you just making it up?
I'm not making it up.
What the hell is swamp frog?
It's trademarked.
Mountain Dew and Everclear. Swamp frog. And you put it. And you put it. Who said that?
Who is that?
It's with roofies, bro.
Uh
oh. Who? Wait a minute. Who is this guy? All right, guys. We have a surprise guest.
It's a real surprise to all of you who don't actually know.
Storming into the conversation.
I really didn't want him to talk the whole time. I just pretended that he was going to get a chance to talk, hoping that he would just wait for me to give him the signal.
What an asshole over here.
But,
God. I didn't get the signal, and usually Lieutenant Burton Bauer in Travis County PD, he gives me that kind of signal you were giving, so I mistake gesticulation for the signal. So I apologize. So I will step out. But I will say one thing about... Are you guys talking about tailgating?
We are talking about
tailgating. So, by the way...
It's a very serious offense in Travis County.
Before you get too far...
$75
fine.
This is our friend Detective John Donegan. Everything he says is ridiculous. Sorry, go ahead.
Well,
and on the
actually, I do have a legitimate question for John. Actually,
okay, yeah, let's get to know John,
Detective.
Well, here's the thing about John. See, the three of us, we went to schools where tailgating is a thing and that exists. John, on the other hand, did not. John went to NYU and Pepperdine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think your only tailgating experience was when we went to that tailgate, the UT tailgate, whatever the hell game was, the first game of the season, Labor Day.
Yep. A lot of the force was there. It was a good day.
It was an excellent day.
Rice.
Yes, rice.
Yeah, was it? I don't even know.
I think it was rice.
University.
It's not like I went to the game. I was there to drink.
No, we had rice and what else did we eat?
Lots of Gotti's pizza.
Texas played the team Rice.
Team Rice.
Oh, yeah.
That does bring up an interesting point.
Did you eat rice?
You did not eat
steamed rice.
Was it steamed or fried? Are we talking white, brown?
Rice.
Fast food, right?
Panda Express. You had Panda Express?
We always have it. down the station.
Oh, nice.
The station? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, we wanted to make sure all the jaywalkers were walking straight.
This is so silly.
You can edit that.
John, you're really going off the rails.
I'm like legitimately interested in what you think about tailgating since you didn't actually go to a school that has it. Like, I mean, you're the NYU Violets. You are a Violet. The absolute worst mascot that could possibly be.
Right.
Yeah, that's actually what it is.
What do you think about that?
The Violets and the Wiz. I've actually never been to a sporting. I've never been to a collegiate sporting event in my life, actually. And
really?
I've spent the last 10 years of my adult life working for the Travis County Police Department. And also attending...
You mentioned that.
Are you calling our police department a joke?
No, that's not true.
So how do you even do a professional sporting event?
I'm calling higher education not a joke either.
Hey, we don't want to get too political.
Let's
here.
Not.
Oh, yes.
We don't want to take sides.
Yeah,
so.
We stay neutral.
I'm voting for Obama in 2012.
Okay. That's great. Throwing it out there.
But as far as tailgating, I think road rage is a serious, serious issue. Honestly.
Now, are you talking about tailgating, like, riding someone's bumper?
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about tailgating, like, before a sports event where, you know, you have food and beer. And
just, like, the line to get into the stadium and everyone's just running up on
you. Not necessarily the line to get in. No, it's just like the line in the parking lot.
Yeah, the parking lot when you sit in the parking lot for, like, a solid 15 hours beforehand. And
just eat rice.
And eat rice.
Yeah, you could be drinking rice.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, no, I love tailgating.
No one. So, Dylan, you mentioned an extreme point.
Let's go back to the Genesee.
You said how...
talk about the Genesee.
You said how you were at the UT tailgate and you were there just to drink beer. So, like, a lot of people, they don't go to the games. They don't even plan on going to the games. All they do is go to the tailgates.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's its own thing. It's not. It's like a separate event, almost greater or equal to the game itself.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially if you don't have any sort of affiliation with the school. Like, I mean, I went to UT for graduate school, so in a way I do have an affiliation with it because I paid them lots of money. But at the same time, I don't really have that much of an affinity for their sports programs all that much. Like, there's players that have played here who I love, but I don't... You know, I used to...
Top five. What are your top five UT players?
Top five. Number five.
Chris Mim, bro.
Number four.
Colt McCoy.
Number three.
Vince Young.
Number two.
Jordan Shipley.
I know who the number one is.
Kevin Durant.
All right.
That was a good list. We should do more of those.
Yeah, yeah. We should do more top fives.
Maybe not right now, but
not right now.
Some other time.
At least top 50s.
Well, it just gets to a point, too, like when the team is really good, like our first year here, when we all went to school together, our first year here at the UT, they went to the national championship game that year, and every home game was a huge blowout. Like, they won every game by like 42 points, and the team was super unentertaining to watch. So just going to the tailgates and drinking was far more fun than actually going and standing in the stadiums, because by the end of the first quarter, now you're sober, and it's already 37-6. So you're like, what the hell am I doing here? Why am I wasting my time?
Pass the beer, because I want to watch a football game.
But then you realize you're at a college sporting event, so you can't actually drink in the stadium unless you actually snuck shit in. So.
Right.
I actually never went to a UT game.
Which detectives, I'm sure you probably have a stance on that.
Absolutely. I mean, underage drinking is an issue, but an even bigger issue is overcrowding in the porta-potties. Especially
in the porta
inside
more than one person,
more than one person in one porta potty at one time.
How is that a thing? I don't think one person ever even wants to get in there at a time.
Well, you know,
I mean, unless you're charging.
I guess there is a urinal part.
People get desperate.
And sometimes people want to freak, like a boyfriend and a girlfriend. They want to hop in there and hop out kind of situation. And as far as I mean, Lieutenant would not. Lieutenant McGrevin would not appreciate me saying this, but it's something where I really need to hold back and kind of let them do their thing and come out. And I'm not supposed to arrest. I'm really not.
God damn it!
John Donegan, I love you, dude. All right, well, so our good friend Joe Dunn. I think we've mentioned him before on the podcast. I don't remember into what reference it was.
If we haven't, then
we totally talked about Joe Dunn. Was it for paintball?
I haven't seen him do any karaoke.
We mentioned his name.
All right, well, Joe Dunn is...
Oh, you know what? It might have been in the karaoke one. I might have been talking about one of the most awful nights of my life, that it did involve both Joe Dunn and karaoke.
Because I remember y'all saying Joe Dunn, and I was like, no one knows who that is. And then we just moved on.
Oh, yeah,
But now, that's what's great about this podcast. We're going to follow up. People are going to learn about...
Old Joe Dunn.
Joe Dunn.
He's Ryan Dunn's little brother, that guy that was speeding on the freeway. He was doing 105.
He was too.
They called us from the precinct. They were like, I've never seen a jackass like that.
They have so many police officers up in Philadelphia, they had to bring the Travis County up there.
Yeah. Well, they had me on a shuttle.
On a shuttle?
I tried a layover in Newark. I didn't make it, but...
Oh, that's disappointing.
Wait, you're... What? You were on call...
Who's on call for when Ryan Dunn died?
But you were in Newark.
No, I got stuck in the Newark airport. Snowstorm.
But yet you were like...
Snowstorm in the middle of the
summer. But you were on the clock, even though you were out of town.
Yes.
How many hours are you technically on the clock as a detective?
Honestly, I'm never off the clock, you know?
I don't.
Really? That makes no sense. I'm pretty sure there are times. Well, anyway.
I'm just telling you the kind of man I am.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
you're not questioning that.
You're a man of the law. You're always looking out for danger.
Can we get back to Joe Dunn?
Yeah, let's talk about
karaoke.
So Joe Dunn is an avid Kansas
karaoke.
He's an avid person about issues.
He's an avid Kansas City Chiefs fan. He's actually at a Kansas City Chiefs game right now.
On Halloween, mind you. So happy Halloween out there to the kids. Make sure to just pace yourself with the chocolates. Learned that the hard way when I was a kid. Ate too many Tootsie Rolls.
Candy apples. Watch out for candy apples.
Candy apples.
Also need to hide your candy from your old man, because your old man will totally take a ton of it.
So, yeah, as we mentioned, it's Halloween right now. It's Monday Night Football with the Chiefs and the Chargers at Kansas City. So our friend Joe Dunn, who is a character, maybe we'll have him on the show sometime. even though he doesn't live here. I texted him.
The technology doesn't exist for us to do that yet.
I said, can you tell me some awesome slash ridiculous stuff about Chiefs tailgates? I heard they're awesome. I actually wrote a list, and they said that the Chiefs were the best NFL tailgate. He says, barbecue everywhere. It's rocking right now.
Verbatim, right?
Verbatim.
Yeah. No, like, I really wanted, like, crazy stuff, because, like, I read, like, it was the best tailgate. I was expecting to see, like, people dressed up, it's Halloween.
But then you also realize that you're
people cooking all the stuff. Around. The answer is barbecue everywhere, which I already knew.
That's the whole point, right?
So, apparently that's the reason why it's so great, is because everyone's making all different kinds of barbecue, and it's delicious. Next tweet. Lots of Philip Rivers bashing.
What a jerk.
I think that might be game... It's got to be game-specific.
Actually, I wrote what a jerk.
Oh, you wrote what a jerk?
Because he's my fantasy quarterback. Anyway, and then he wrote, John Baldwin, a monster, which is not a complete sentence.
John Baldwin from the University of Pittsburgh, Pitt representing right there.
So we might get some more updates here from Joe Dunn.
John Baldwin's having a good game.
I saw Joe Dunn once where...
Joe Dirt.
Shut up!
Jesus. We all immediately regret having John Donegan on the show.
We're going to pace ourselves for the Detective John Donegan here. I mean, he's...
We're really sorry about him. He's awful.
He's got some anecdotes.
Well, at least we're admitting our mistake.
So we'll say that, though. So good tailgating includes a lot of food.
Yeah, so
booze.
Yeah, I've had a lot of stuff about food. What do you got?
Well, see, here's my thing with tailgating food. See, for the most part... You know, it's all standard bar food for the most part. It's a lot of bratwurst, a lot of chicken wings. Yeah. Some people get fancy and get steaks and lobsters if they're at, like, a high-class tailgate for whatever reason.
Where do they have that?
They actually have lobsters at tailgates for the New York Jets, of all places. This is apparently, like, a big thing. Some people just get fancy and they like steaks. Who doesn't love a steak one?
I love a well-done steak. Not really.
Actually, yeah, who loves a well-done steak?
Our friend, the Seahawks fan, does.
Well, he's an idiot too. He'll remain nameless. He deserves to remain nameless right now. Anyway, what I'd like to think about is how a tailgate could have better food. And the one place that I read about that actually does have awesome food is LSU. LSU has badass food at their tailgate.
It's true.
Apparently, a lot of them have jambalaya, duck and oyster gumbo, stuffed quail, deer sauce picante, wild duck, Cajun sauces, crawfish etouffee, rabbit, alligator stew, and marinated pork tenderloin.
Rabbit alligators?
Everyone just loves
that.
No.
Not really right now.
Wait, what do you got? What do you got?
What do you got, detective?
No, it just sounded like a serious issue there.
I think... Yeah, alligator.
Don't go ahead.
Anyway, yes, rabbit. No, that just sounds incredibly badass, and I haven't been at a tailgate that has everything like that. Like, the fanciest tailgate I've ever been at is Batter Blaster. That was the craziest food that we had.
That's the little squirt pancake.
The squirt pancake thing.
It's like easy cheese, yet it is pancakes, mind you.
Yeah, we had a tailgate for our program
at school. Not too bad, honestly.
Well, I just think it's hilarious that we had a tailgate for our program.
Oh, yeah, I mean, pancake, it's, you know, way in the options. Would you ever have...
Oh, yeah.
Some alligator stew or some pancakes.
Or some, yeah, crawfish etouffee. I know, just like some aerosol pancakes, you know? I just love the idea of that we have...
It's on the time of day, honestly.
Well, imagine just like having a tailgate and somebody going out and deciding, I want to get a food sponsor, and their first idea is Batter Blaster.
Right.
And then they call them up and they get literally cases of Batter Blaster for the tailgates, and then no one ever eats it once.
And that actually...
And that's a thing that happened at our tailgates, which I thought was hilarious and I used to love every single time I'd go to one.
So I found some pretty disgusting foods that NFL teams are known for at their tailgates. So, you know, of course,
the Chiefs
have their barbecue. Kansas City's known for barbecue. Also, the Chicago Bears, they're known for their grilled Krispy Kreme donuts.
That is
the hallmark of a Chicago Bears tailgate.
How does grilling a donut improve it? They just make it hot because it's
really
cold out.
How long do you... Are the Krispy Kreme donuts, in my experience, aren't really that big either.
No.
Yeah, and they're so soft. Like, it seems like they would just, like, melt through immediately.
Right. Are they talking... I mean, are we talking, like, store-bought grocery Krispy Kreme donuts? Because those things are a couple days old.
Yeah, maybe it's the stale ones.
The stale ones.
That makes more sense.
It's got to be. Because the ones, like, fresh from the actual, you know, conveyor belt, those guys can not be grilled.
And then here's my favorite. It actually sounds awful. The Browns tailgate. Sam Porter here is a fan of the Browns.
Brownies!
So maybe you know this. The Browns tailgates have what they call beer can chicken. is where they take a whole chicken.
Okay.
They shove a can of beer in the hole of the chicken that you would normally like stuff. And then
they're talking full can?
Yeah. Well, they you pour out a little bit or okay. something. And then I couldn't
And then you they grill it, right?
Yeah, so I couldn't really tell how it worked exactly. I couldn't tell if like you put the can on the grill and it just evaporates into the chicken, or you put the chicken on the grill and so the beer spills onto it. I guess that makes more sense.
Wait, what?
To cook it, he's you have some, it all together.
Doing, for our listeners, he's doing a lot of hand motions right here. It's a little bit harder for me to understand. I'm looking at his hand.
Well, I don't even understand. Wait, I'm trying to figure it out.
He's gesticulating at me like Sergeant Wilcox. I was about to jump in, but Dylan, I'm sorry.
They do actually put the entire beer can into the chicken.
Right.
Well, so then if they did that, then when they were grilling it.
Look at that thing.
Oh, so I just pulled up a picture. It's a nasty-ass floppy chicken sitting on top of a can of Bud Light, and it looks so disgusting. And that's
and what, well, somewhat tasty, honestly.
I would eat that.
It depends.
That looks delicious, actually.
I wouldn't eat that.
Be a few beers deep, you would eat anything, honestly. Exactly.
Well, okay, that's
true. Well, you know what it is? In a way, they're basically just steaming the chicken, because what's happening is that they're heating the bottom of the beer, and then all of it is just boiling, and all the beer steam would come up and cook it.
Anthony Bourdain over here.
See, I couldn't figure out if it was... Bourdain. Which was on top.
Being the key.
Oh my God!
Sorry.
Awkward. Yeah, those are some. Those are good.
Awkward silence is courtesy of Detective John Donahue.
That's a good recipe for sure.
I thought it was disgusting. So, I guess our different. Our opinions
I was talking about Dylan's. I just kind of. Were you talking about something?
Well, he was. Shut up! He was talking about what I was talking about.
Another good thing that I love about tailgates that I think really makes a good tailgate is games. Honestly, so you know, once you get out there and you get your grill set up and. You know, there's a lot of, like, I think tailgating, too, especially at Alabama, is a big alumni-oriented event.
So not the sports game that's coming, but the games you play at the tailgate.
Oh, yeah. You got to be occupied. We're in a culture right now. You got to be occupied all the time, you know, since we live in a
the digital age.
We live in a culture that is occupied.
We're trying to stay nonpartisan here. No taking sides.
Oh, right. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so...
what were you talking about?
But it's a big alumni-oriented event. I remember at Alabama, the RVs, and here at Texas, too, the RVs kind of roll in here, you know, around Thursday or Friday and kind of park around campus. And a lot of tailgating here in Austin is done in parking lots, more downtown. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, you get out there, you get your grill set up, you get your TVs and your radio and everything. You always have those guys play, you know, blaring the good old country music and also blaring the sound. But the sound is, that's another thing we should talk about because that's also just battling sounds
right.
and stuff.
Yeah, tents next to tents, both blaring right. loud music.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, one tent has to play Pitbull louder than the other one plays some sort of country music.
Let's have a real good time. Let's have a real good time. Let's
and the apple bottom jeans and the boots with the fur.
That's you're still on the clock. You're still on the clock, Detective. but yeah, so you got your games going on, and so some common games, you know, you got the flip cup, the beer,
the cornhole,
the cornhole,
the beanbag game.
Down here, washers is a big one.
My favorite game is called Secret Feelings. I don't know if you guys ever played.
What is Secret Feelings?
That does not sound like a tailgating. Okay, game. So this is what it is.
7 minutes in heaven in the porta potty.
7 minutes of heaven. Good one.
I only hope it's better than that.
That's always up for debate. But,
that's a great tailgating game. We should do that all the time.
Definitely. So Secret Feelings is, so you wait, and you go there with about two sheets of loose leaf paper, and you pass them, you distribute them out while you're at the tailgate. And
is this
then
a real
you,
thing?
Yeah, have you never played Secret Feelings?
No, sorry, go ahead.
Are you sorry you haven't played? Or
I was just really hoping this was a real thing.
Okay, so what you do is that you pass out the sheets of paper and you kind of tear up in a sheet. You pair them up. You tear up into like little sheets of paper and stuff, and then what you do is you write down what you're feeling. Like at some point during the tailgate, you write down what you're actually feeling. What you're feeling during that time, like
I'm
whatever
about
you're
to
feeling.
Arrest someone.
And so. Like, whatever you're feeling, then you slip it in someone's pocket. And then later in the day, so, like, you're always successful. You can slip it in someone's pocket and that person...
Wait. You're always successful? What does that mean?
If you're able to slip it into someone's pocket, you're successful.
So you win the game
if you do that.
I'm getting there.
He's getting to the point.
Sorry.
He's getting to the point.
This is some ignorant shit.
And, so yeah, you basically, you write down whatever you're feeling at that moment, and then you slip that into someone's pocket. And then later in the day... while they're either at the game or while they're, you know, breaking off to go to a bar, they'll, like, reach in their pocket and grab, you know, their cell phone or whatever. They'll pull out a sheet of paper and they'll just see some scribbled writing about someone's feelings about that certain time and stuff. And writing your name is always optional. Mm-hmm. You can go anonymous. And so that's secret feelings. So
it's like a gotcha game. Like, you lose if someone gotcha.
Right. Or if they find out, like, you know, your true feelings, too. Right?
What? I don't understand that.
Is that not... Anyway, it must be, like, another...
Is this a big southern for
No, it's not.
I was playing Secret Feelings.
It's big on Care Bears, I remember.
Classic show.
Care Bears is what inspired it. The movie was dark.
7 a.m.
The movie is kind of dark.
Yeah, the movie's dark.
I was playing Secret Feelings, like, all day in your parking lot when I was tailgating this event.
By yourself?
By myself.
No, with strangers who walked by, right?
Strangers walked by, and then I was, like, kind of sidle up next to them and slip in their pocket.
Right, so, down. I'm feeling giddy right now.
We might actually have to do this podcast somewhere else next week. But
gave a couple people their phone numbers. Didn't write his name, though, because the name's optional.
Name's optional.
Exact name's optional.
But if we're talking about Kings of Tailgate, also, during our research, we found out that this guy named John Kane.
Yes.
John Kane.
Can.
John Can.
Yeah.
Did I get a
message? Wait,
I think
Joe
just
Dunn?
Got a live text message.
Damn it. No, it's an email.
Oh,
damn
it's an
that
email.
I thought it was going to be Joe Dunn.
Is it from Joe Dunn?
No, it's, I doubt he emailed.
Yeah,
me.
He doesn't really email.
He doesn't do email.
Does he have an email address? No, he has an email address. They have computers up there, I think.
I think they have computers up there. I think the computers are all they're all made with barbecue, though, so I don't know how well they work.
Yeah. So John Kane, what'd you read about him, Dylan?
John Kane is the commissioner of tailgating, what I thought was really interesting. John Kane. Sorry.
I read about him too.
Pronunciation.
It's a big deal.
Well, what was awesome, it was what happened, like how he started his entire thing. Apparently he used to own a cooking school in New Orleans. And in 1996, he sold the cooking school, bought a motorhome, and he just decided that he would tailgate at every single NFL stadium. So from there, since then he has been to 500 NFL tailgates. He's driven over 500,000 miles, and he's spent 13 seasons on the road doing this.
Now that's interesting because I watched an interview with him, and I think he said 800. Tailgates with 800,000 miles.
Oh, it might be that. I mean, I was looking this up on Wikipedia, so,
right, so
this could easily be something
I think
else.
It's outdated.
It's probably outdated.
Did you go to the source page?
So he just doesn't stop.
I didn't go to the source page. I just looked up at Wikipedia. I never look at the source pages. Come on, bro. Amateur.
I saw it on Access Hollywood. I DVR it.
All the time?
Yeah.
It's a good show. Informative.
Do you tailgate that?
I haven't actually ever been. I've always wanted to. I have a poster made, ready to go. Made with paint pens. And
bro, bait car is a good show, Devia.
Bait? No, I have problems with that.
What is bait car?
Okay, as a cop, why don't you explain what bait car is? And as a cop, why don't you tell me what your feelings are, right or wrong? Because I think that show is morally wrong.
Yeah, Sam. Thank you for asking. bait car is very contentious. It's where you put a car and then you try to get some bait.
To explain it better it's a reality show where a police department parks a really nice car with unlocked doors and keys in the ignition, and they wait for somebody to steal the car and they arrest them.
Isn't that entrapment?
Yes, and there's a show about it.
So basically, these people can't actually get charged with anything.
I don't know. It seems like they are.
I mean, they probably are on the show. I mean, I'm sure a lot of these people are too stupid to realize that they've just been
entrapped. Well, usually they're guilty of Grand Theft Auto.
Well, Sam,
previous.
I'll tell you how we do it, actually. Everyone on the show...
I don't know, Grand Theft Auto is one car. Maybe that's like a bunch of... I don't know how Grand Theft Auto works.
Everyone on the show, we find on Skid Row, and we catch them in a blackout, and they sign off that they're going to be on bait car.
I didn't understand any of that.
Everyone that's
Detective
actually on the show bait car...
Okay.
We find them on Skid Row about 6 months before.
What
they
is
actually
Skid
go on
Row?
The show. Skid Row. That's like where some of the degenerates hang out by burning trash cans and drug addicts.
So it's like an area of town.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we find them and we
Los
force
Angeles
them
is a very, very
to
bad
sign
area of town.
A sheet that says they cannot sue us once we arrest them
uh-huh.
for stealing a Hyundai Accent.
Why would someone want to steal a Hyundai?
Wait, they sign it
is
after their arrest.
Hyundai.
I'm not sure how you pronounce that.
They had a little...
Well, John, no, John is saying that they find these people
yes.
and they strong-arm them into being on the show, and then they force them to sign the consent form first.
Yeah,
and then so
crack.
It's all set up.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's like everything.
What kind of crack do you guys? Good crack?
Well, that's still...
No, we're trying
that's
to crack
not as immoral, but still plenty immoral.
That's terrible. It's,
yeah.
That's still what we call entrapment.
It's like bum fights. It's like taking advantage of people who...
It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. I mean, it's terrible. A great show, but we don't do that here at Travis County PD. We don't condone it. That's more LAPD.
Well,
that's amateur hour
bullshit. You know what's much happier than that?
Tailgating?
The tailgating. And Joe Can. The commissioner of tailgating. 800 teams. They all that
is it
nonsense.
Joe or John?
It's totally Joe.
Oh.
Joe Can.
I wrote down
I don't
John.
Know, I don't know how many times I'm going to have to say it. You might have to say it three more times
you're
because he can't remember his first name and I can't pronounce it.
You're thinking
his last
of John
name.
Kuhn.
Kuhn!
Oh, right, right. Fantasy sleepers.
He's Van Winkle.
He's so real hard.
But yeah, so Joe. So he basically quit his job and he has been tailgating all these events and everything. And it's been a huge success for him in his personal life. I feel like he's probably, if he hasn't written any books yet, he's probably going to throw out at least 15 over the next 5 years.
well,
also,
some sort
if
of
he hasn't
book
written
book.
Any books yet, he's going to write 15.
Yeah, yeah. And there's also John Madden's written a book about...
tailgating?
About tailgating,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's let me check
my... Do you know about that too, Dylan? I do actually know about that.
Toss it out there, hot dog.
I don't actually remember what the... It's called The Ultimate Tailgate, isn't that what it's called?
That's what it is.
It's called The Ultimate Tailgate.
Yeah.
And
or Ultimate Tailgating. I don't know. I can't really read my handwriting.
No, it's called Ultimate Tailgate.
Okay.
And so, anyway, the what's interesting about that book is John Madden was actually one of the first proponents of tailgating to begin with in the NFL.
Nice.
And what Madden. I find super interesting about that, though, is to go back to the whole food thing. Why isn't turducken more of a staple at NFL tailgates?
Especially if John Madden has anything to do with it. Doesn't he love turduckens?
John Madden is famous for loving turduckens. Every Thanksgiving, he gives out he would give out like the leg of the turducken to the player
maybe
of the
it's
week, which was always Brett Favre to him.
Maybe it's
so.
Something you just have to save for once a year. I mean, I bet they have turduckens at Thanksgiving Day tailgates.
I don't know. Well, there's only two Thanksgiving Day tailgates.
Sure. So. Well.
I mean, it's got to be more of a staple. I feel like it's supposed to be, we should be more of a staple. I feel like that's like,
okay.
It's a chicken and a duck and a turkey combined into one thing. I just want to see
hobby
it served
hard,
somewhere.
Taking sides.
I just want to see it served more.
John is whispering something. Do you want to just say it?
Sure, I would just say that, first of all, Sam, thank you very much for, and Dylan and Sam, thank you all for having me on here.
You're welcome home.
I would just say that he does not fly.
John Madden?
Who
yeah,
knows?
Definitely.
No, John Madden doesn't fly. He takes off.
Oh, right.
I think you meant turduckens don't fly.
Oh, no, John Madden. So that could explain his passion for tailgating.
Yeah, because he's an RV.
Right?
RV kind of guy.
RV.
Yeah, RVs are a staple of tailgating. On the case.
Now, that's actually a valid point. Only 37 minutes in. Wow, congratulations.
All right, we need to go ahead and go and put the brakes on this one.
I wasn't even paying attention. I seriously started tuning him out.
Just listen to it later.
One in the wind column.
We do have a couple of exciting tailgating events coming up in our lives here in the next couple of years, and one of them being Dylan over here is going to be tailgating a wedding, right?
Oh, I sure am.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
A buddy of ours, he's His cousin is getting married to Nick Folk.
Oh, yeah.
The kicker of the New York Jets. And,
Clay Evans is his name.
I'm
sure he'll be a guest here.
Good old Clay Evans. And I am a huge Jets fan. Mm-hmm. So Clay has invited me to come and tailgate the wedding with him.
That's awesome.
And I'm hoping to meet Mike Westhoff and Rex Ryan at this wedding. Although I doubt anybody besides Mike Westhoff will be there. From the Jets, and I don't even know if that crotchety man will be there.
Yeah, why do you think Westhoff's going to be there?
Well, just because
where
he's
is the wedding setting?
Coach. It's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas, okay.
It's in Dallas.
Is that where Nick Folk is from?
No, he...
Maybe the bride.
Well, the bride is from Dallas. He played on the... He broke into the NFL playing for the Cowboys.
Though. Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know enough.
He broke into the NFL playing for the
enough,
Cowboys.
Sorry.
He was a Pro Bowl kicker for the Cowboys. And then the year after he was a Pro Bowl kicker, he wound up getting cut midway through the season.
Okay.
That's how good he actually is. But this year he's having a wonderful season. He hasn't missed a kick yet this year.
Jinxed him right there.
I don't
Damn
really
it.
Care. So anyway,
dropping him fantasy team this week.
Good, I'll pick him up.
I won't drop him.
He's one of my four kickers. Actually, I don't know what you're talking about. You don't have him on your team.
Anyways, so Dylan is. It's quite an honor to be invited as a plus one to a family wedding.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And so you're actually going to attend the ceremony and everything too, right?
I think I'm just going to tailgate the whole thing.
Just tailgate it.
I think that's where I'm going to bring my case of Bloody Marys to.
Do you think because it's a football wedding, there'll be other tailgaters, or you'll just be the only asshole tailgating?
Well, I think me and Clay will be the only assholes tailgating. Well,
as long as there's solidarity in one person.
I can't imagine Clay. If Clay has the opportunity to tailgate, I think that he's going to tailgate as opposed to actually going to the Red
Wings. Why didn't we have Clay instead of fucking John Donegan?
That's a wonderful question. Clay could have actually contributed something to this conversation.
Damn it. All right.
I had an idea.
Well, he just ruined it. Real quick, Dylan, is this a hobby that you can get into?
It's a hobby that I've participated in many a time. I couldn't get us hardcore into it, though. Like, some of these people go and, like, buy these buses.
Yeah, would
and,
you
like,
travel 800,000 miles? Would you buy an RV? Would you hobby hard?
I'd do that. I'd do that. If there's a way that I could actually do it financially, like, financially stable.
I agree. I think tailgating is great. It's a fun time. I can really get into it. It's almost better than going to the game. Sam? Porter?
I don't know if I would necessarily hobby hard with this be...
You're the SEC one.
I thought
here.
I was going to be unanimous. Damn it! Our first unanimous?
First unanimous.
No, go ahead. Tell us what you're really feeling.
Dude, I love to tailgate. I'm definitely going to tailgate. Hobby hard.
Yes?
I'm in. Let's
the
do it.
The A's have it. Unanimous.
Wait. Detective Donegan is here, though.
You did not get a vote.
I will not make it unanimous.
I think we're almost out of time.
You do not get a vote.
I would just say, aside... If this porta potty is rocking, don't come and knock.
There we go, baby.
Thank you, John. Thanks for coming. You're an idiot, but we're glad to have you. This has been.
Thanks for having me, fellas. I really
Hobby Hard. Oh yeah, next week we're doing LARPing.
LARPing,
which is live action role playing
acronym.
If you don't know what that is, you'll find out. All right, thanks. Bye. Let's give them hell.